This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 4th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with a story from Matt Vrabel, covering your downside, shielding against market downturns. The year 2020 has been a time of political and economic turbulence, resulting in significant volatility. For investors, it is a good time to look for strategies for mitigating downside risk exposure. An October 12th webinar from CBOE Global Markets offered to teach attendees how VIX products can be used for this purpose. The webinar, titled Shielding Against Drawdowns Using VIX Tradable Products, was moderated by CBOE's Matt Moran, head of Index Insights at the CBOE Options Institute. The speakers included Edward Zardo, chair of the Department of Finance and associate professor at Providence College, and Joshua Lisser, senior vice president and head of Index Strategies at AllianceBernstein. The webinar was clearly not aimed at rookie option traders. Attendees appeared to consist primarily of fund managers and experienced traders, and the language used by Zardo, Lisser, and Moran reflected that. Zardo highlighted several of CBOE's benchmark indices based on the VIX, CBOE's signature volatility index based on real-time mid-quote prices of S&P 500 index call and put options. He said the VIX Premium Strategy Index, the CBOE capped VIX Premium Strategy Indices, the VIX Strangle Index, and several others are useful tools for protecting against downside risk. To read this commentary, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There is no clear winner in the U.S. presidential election yet. Hang on, relax, stay cool, let the process work. Senator Kelly Loeffler has advanced to a runoff election in her attempt to hold on to the Senate seat to which she was appointed. She received 1,229,561 votes, or 26.5% of the total. Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Democrat in the race, had 1,479,590 votes, or 31.9% of the total votes cast. There is still time to register for FIA's Virtual Futures and Options Expo, taking place this November 10th to 12th. Expo V, as it is called, brings you 3 days of programming, including keynote sessions with Dr. Kathy Neusel, SEC Commissioner Hester Pierce, revered Silicon Valley journalist Kara Swisher, and CFTC Chairman and Chief Executive Heath Tarbert, as well as one-on-one interviews with exchange leaders from CBOE Global Markets, CME Group, Eurex, ICE, and NASDAQ. Industry experts will also explore lessons learned from the pandemic, trends shaping what's next for clear derivatives, and opportunities to diversify the industry. Expo V features a robust exhibit hall with more than 20 exhibitors and 9 fintech startups in the Innovators Pavilion. This is your opportunity to connect with the clear derivatives community. Learn more at fia.org/expo or go to John Lothian News in today's newsletter to look for the registration link. The CME traded their first E-mini IPOX future trades on Globex yesterday. This comes on top of the IPOX ETF having surpassed $2 billion in asset under management in late October. ISDA Scott O'Malley has his latest podcast, Episode 3, Building Momentum in Alternative Rates. He will discuss how LIBOR is on the way out and what will replace it. It's too late now, but states like Georgia should use a ranked choice voting method for their statewide elections in cases where there are multiple candidates and no one gets a majority of the votes. In this type of election, a vote ranks all of the candidates. All of the information about who the voters prefer is with the election officials. The election officials methodically remove the candidate who received the least number of votes and replace that voter's choice with their next choice. The votes are then recounted. This proceeds until someone has over 50% of the vote. It would have saved a lot of money for a runoff election and even given the state and the country greater certainty. Also, this method was suggested on a scouting blog for use in a senior patrol leader election as a way to reduce bad feelings about who did or did not get votes. How much trading was there in October in front of the U.S. presidential election? Well, the OCC reported October 2020 total cleared contract volume was $636,709,236 contracts, up 41.1% from October 2019. This marks the highest October ever and the fourth highest month on record. Year-to-date average daily cleared contract volume through October was 28,862,569 contracts, up 46.3% from October 2019. There were two new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Peter Maragos, the CEO of Dash Financial, made a contribution, as did Jeff Gilfillan, Vice President of Philip Capital. Gilfillan is a veteran futures broker and strategist. Maragos is the CEO of one of the most interesting firms in the markets. You never know what they are going to do next. Peak Six has a story on their website. Meet coder turned trader Roxy Wrong. You can read about how coding is Wrong's superpower. The word of the day is scupper. A secondary definition is to defeat or put an end to. I saw this word used in an Ant Financial story, not a presidential election story. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. What the South Sea Company Can Teach Us. Two books explore historical financial frenzies and the lessons they hold for investors today. This is by John Plender of the Financial Times. Financial bubbles are a perennial fascinating phenomena. Some modern economists, notably of the Chicago variety, deny their very existence, arguing that investors are rational and markets are efficient in the sense that prices accurately reflect all known relevant information. Others offered refined versions of the irrationality thesis advanced by Charles Mackay in 1841 in his celebrated book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. This was the first book I read about the markets, recommended to me when I was a cub reporter with Commodity News Service, and it was Charles Mackay, 1841 book, Extraordinary Popular Delusions and the Madness of Crowds. I strongly recommend it. COVID is the big story on campus. College reporters have the scoop. University outbreaks are significant contributors to the pandemic, and the campus paper might be the only one left to cover them. This is a New York Times story. Before classes had even started at the University of Missouri this August, Eli Hoff, the managing editor of the student newspaper, got a hot tip. A fraternity member had tested positive for the coronavirus. I have great confidence in the college journalists to cover this, especially those at Mizzou. We also have a story from the New York Times, How to Worry More Mindfully. It's possible. Here's how to cope when stressful thinking seems constant. During times of high stakes uncertainty, it's normal to stress about potential threats and negative outcomes, and it can be tougher to resist anxious thoughts given the coronavirus has disrupted the usual ways we comfort ourselves. But getting lost in worries is emotionally depleting and it interferes with moving forward. That's why it's worth improving how you handle this pesky mental habit. Here are the top three most read stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Bloomberg's Ken Griffin's macro dream propels net worth to $20 billion. Second was a repeat from Monday's top three, Nate Silver's I'm here to remind you that Trump can still win at 538. Third was Bloomberg's opinion piece, The Money Says Prepare for a Long Night and Week. Indeed. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. The site now has 191,830,644 pages viewed with 24,510 pages and 226,614 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.